Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body Podcast.
Happy New Year. This is episode 27, and since we've closed out 2023, in the start of every new year is the time for New Year's resolutions, I felt that I would talk about goals. You probably have already heard or read a lot about goals and goal setting during the month of December, but let this episode motivate you to make the change that will help improve your mental and physical well-being over the next year. Motivation is crucial, and I want to talk a bit about the neurological process of motivation before I challenge you this week to begin to reflect on the goals you will implement over the next year to improve your mental and physical wellness. Achieving a goal requires motivation, and neuroscience research explains the process occurring in the brain when motivation arises toward completing a goal. Motivation is fundamental to our interaction with our environment and those around us. It is a critical component of our brain's many processes that ensures our basic survival needs. When we feel motivated, the brain has rapidly done a cost-benefit analysis and is determined to release dopamine from the midbrain to create a drive to act out the results of this analysis if our mind determines that the cost is worth the benefit. These benefits can include meeting any physical or psychological need or the need to be safe by escaping danger. This motivational network in the brain is essential for the completion of goals. Sometimes those costs will outweigh the benefits, causing a decrease in dopamine and decreasing motivation. The higher the emotions associated with achieving your desired need, the higher the chance that the costs to achieve the need will have less weight. Just like Viktor Frankl states in his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, he explains, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. The point to all this is that for goals to be successful, you rely on the motivation that is occurring in the brain. The higher the level of emotional desire to obtain the need or the goal, the greater the chance of igniting that flame of motivation and keeping it lit until you achieve your goal. When you fire up this emotionally driven motivation to set your wellness goals, a suitable method is to use SMART goals. The word SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Specific means who is involved, what I want to achieve, and when I need to achieve it, and the essential element of specific, filled by emotion motivation, is why is this goal important? Measurable means what metric will I use to measure my progress, and how do I know if my goal is achieved? Achievable means I will clearly know when my goal is achieved, asking myself, is it reasonable for me to achieve it, and if the time I place to complete the goal is reasonable? Relevant means, does this goal support my priorities and values, and does it improve my mental and physical well-being? Finally, time-bound means, how long will it take me to complete this? This may seem like a lot, but when you write it out, it's really a simple sentence. Here is an example of a SMART mental and physical wellness goal. I will exercise for at least 30 minutes 5 times a week to improve my sleep quality and mental health. Now let's break this goal down and see how it followed the SMART goal format. It's specific. I clearly state that I will exercise for 30 minutes 5 times a week. It states why it's important to me. You see, my quality of sleep and mental health are essential for my everyday functioning. And not only does science support that exercise improves sleep and mental health, but my sleep quality declines and I feel less optimal when I do not exercise for at least 30 minutes during the day. So with this goal, emotions are associated with it, and a strong drive powers this motivation. This goal is also measurable. So I can use my Garmin watch to track my exercise, sleep quality, and daily stress levels. The goal is attainable. There are so many options for me to exercise without going to the gym that even on days of bad weather, I can find some type of exercise for 30 minutes. The goal is relevant. As I mentioned before, exercise is proven to improve sleep quality and mental health. And due to a couple of TBIs I suffered in the military, and on top of that, my obstructive sleep apnea, I already struggle with sleep issues. So this is really relevant for me. And the goal is also time-bound. It's a weekly goal. I have 7 days a week to complete 5 30-minute exercises. So there you have it on SMART goals. This week, I challenge you to reflect on the areas of your mental and physical wellness where you want to improve yourself. My entire podcast series is filled with challenges in every episode. So if you're looking for a starting point, review all or some of these short episodes to develop some ideas of what type of health and wellness SMART goals you can set for the year of 2024.
This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.